What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two here. We've got one more phone call to take, and then it's going to be the lovely Lady Claire. Mark in Texas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, just to follow up on what Joe said earlier about Bill Barr.
Yes.
His dad, Bill Barr's dad, hired Jeffrey Epstein to work as a math teacher at a exclusive prep school. I can't remember if it was in New York or Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe Barr was put in to negotiate the truce between the Bush Clinton crime family. And all the other crime families that are fighting for the crumbs. I believe Papa Bush was probably the godfather.
Mm-hmm.
And, he served in all... he served in every job imaginable.
Yes.
But I believe Bill Barr is his guy, and I even heard Bill Barr was involved in Ruby Ridge, but I can't verify that. But the second thing is the World Economic Forum is meeting either in January or February in Davos or wherever they meet. And the topic is the global reset.
Yes, we're hearing a lot of that.
Yes, and the implementation. So, I believe what we're experiencing is a pump and dump, where they're just trying to get all the last dollars they can get out of our pockets here in the U.S. Maybe all over the world. I don't know. But anyway, aloha, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and can't wait to hear from the lovely Lady Claire.
Well, we're about to get to her, but before you go, what's your New Year's resolution?
To deliver more shekels to RBN.
That's a good resolution. Thank you very much for your support, and thank you for the phone call. All right, we're going to close the phone lines for a little while here, and for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire with her unique perspective on the world. So take it away, lovely Lady Claire.
I think on this, the last episode of What Really Happened for the Year, I want to address a feeling I have been sensing since last November's election. Now, guys, 71, okay? I have seen numerous election cycles come and go, but very few of them have been so blatantly in your face crooked as has this last one, between false absentee ballots and tweaking the algorithms on voting machines. Both of which made me, and not a few other like-minded people, more than a little batty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But here is what I am advocating, and I'm asking those who are listening to please think about this. What I am advocating, and particularly on the 6th of January, is not violence.
Mm-hmm.
It is peaceful demonstrations against the corruption right at the top of this government that keeps it mired in these blinkety-blank endless wars. Now, what I would like to point to is a time in American history when the protests against the Vietnam War in this country ultimately changed the course of history.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, this is very important to me because I lived through that time as an older teen. And it was my first realization that my government was entirely capable of making some of the most pig-headedly, ham-fistedly stupid decisions humanly possible. And for many other of my generations, mm-hmm. that was a wake-up call. Okay? I was beginning to see some of the ugliness which this government was perpetrating. And so many kids in my age group, young men, got drafted, and many did not come back alive or didn't come all the way back psychologically because of the intense emotional trauma participating in the war had caused. And the name for that condition was PTSD. Now, I had an acquaintance of mine, a very gifted musician who came back from Vietnam and was studying at the same college I was studying. He'd killed himself. He just could not square what he had done with his conscience. And please remember that those who profit from war have had their consciences surgically removed. Okay?
Or they were born without one.
Yeah, yeah. And so at 71, I have seen strings of endless wars initiated by this country, followed by short periods of relative calm. Folks, there has to be a better way to run a country. Sorry, but there you are. The leadership in this country has morphed into war crimes are us. And I'm, Michael, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm really unhappy about being a citizen of a country that just can't seem to stay away from committing war crimes again and again.
Well, I'm not happy about it either.
You know. And we are, folks, and I'm going to be brutally honest here, we're too old and too broke to go somewhere else. I really like that, but, you know. And sometimes this is happening in places where we don't even know that there is a U.S. military presence. Now, I looked at the numbers this morning, and are you aware that the U.S. has troops in 150 countries around the world at this moment? That number, to me, is nothing short of completely staggering.
Yes.
And the question is, why? But let's get back to Vietnam and what happened in this amazingly peaceful, nonviolent protest.
Mm-hmm.
It was a moratorium, to end the war in Vietnam. It was a massive demonstration and teach-in across the United States against the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. It took place on October 15th, 1969, followed by a month later on November 15th, 1969, by a huge moratorium march in Washington, D.C. The goals were to create peaceful mass demonstrations across the U.S. and Australia. And guess what? It did work. It took a while, but it did work.
It did work. Yeah. Well, Lyndon Johnson wrote in his biography that when he looked out the window of the White House and mm-hmm. saw all those people on the mall, was the day he realized that we're going to lose the war in Vietnam, which had really been started only for two reasons. One, the offshore oil assets.
Right.
And two, to enrich military contractors.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's, Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing it again right now, where they're pushing for war so the government will take money away from us and give it to the military contractors for things that go boom.
Yeah. Now, Fred Halstead writes that it was the first time the anti-war movement reached the level of a full-fledged mass movement.
Yes.
And in 69, millions marched in the U.S. moratorium. And Americans took part in peace initiatives across the country to protest against the continuing war in Vietnam. And when I look at the situation, for example, in Afghanistan, the war in Vietnam lasted almost just as long, almost 20 years.
Yes.
Okay. And it was estimated to involve 2 million people, and it involved towns and cities throughout the U.S. And it was working men and women, kids in school, the young, the old, took part in religious services, school seminars, street rallies, and meetings. Now, I remember living through this period in Greater Los Angeles. And my late dad's family had been Episcopalian, and there was a beautiful Gothic church called St. John's Church. I remember wanting to go back there and get a little sense of maybe what dad got spiritually coming here. And I couldn't get in the front door. And it said, this front door is going to be locked out of shame and disgust for what's going on in Vietnam. And I thought, wow, you know, these people really are putting their mouth where, you know, where the faith was. And I thought that was a brilliant thing for them to be doing. Now, supporters of the Vietnam moratorium wore black armbands to signify their dissent, but also to pay tribute to American personnel killed in the war since 61. The focal point was the capital, Washington, D.C., where more than 40 different activities were planned and about 250,000 demonstrators gathered to make their voices heard. And there was a statement made by Senator Edward Kennedy, very telling, right about this time, because he did go to the Boston anti-war march.
Yes.
And he said, I do believe this nation is in danger of committing itself to goals and personalities that guarantee the war's continuance. Boy, does that have a ring?
Yes, it
in 2020?
Yes, it does.
Hello. Yeah. Some peace demonstrators gathered on the Capitol steps and they sang songs and held candlelight vigils until rallies begin in the morning. Now, addressing a rally in Washington, Dr. Benjamin Spock, the child care expert, said that the war was a total abomination, that it was crippling America and needed to be stopped. Outside the White House, there were some scuffles and some arrests when police clamped down on black activists. In Portland, about 400 protesters clashed with police after an attempt to prevent conscripts entering an army induction center. Administration supporters were, of course, critical of the moratorium. Now, Senator Wheeler, chairman of the Joint Chiefs at that time, called protesters interminably vocal youngsters, strangers alike to soap and reason. Excuse me?
Yeah, personal attack there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. In a letter to President Richard Nixon, 15 Republican congressmen called for an intensification of the campaign. Supporters of the war made those views known as well. Now, in New York, where the mayor, John Lindsay, had ordered the U.S. flag to be flown at half-mast for the day, police officers and firefighters drove with their headlights on in protest at the moratorium day, as did many ordinary citizens. Some officials wore badges that read USA, Unity and Service for America. Now, what Senator Kennedy wanted, and he was, again, a very vocal anti-war campaigner, he called for combat troops to be withdrawn from Vietnam by October next year and all the forces by the end of 1972. And I think he was very brave to do that.
Yes, he was.
President Nixon continued to work from the White House without comment as thousands marched around him. Peace activists congregated outside U.S. embassies across Europe. In London, a crowd of some 300 people demonstrated opposite the U.S. embassy in Grosvenor Square. Now, the Vietnam War actually started way earlier than most people think it started.
Yes.
It started in November of 1955. I was six. And ended officially April 30th, 1975. And again, I used to think that nearly 20 years after the conflict, that the U.S. government would never, ever again get us into an interminable, impossible to win war again in the 20th or 21st centuries. But wow, was I absolutely wrong. The continued wars against Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, they continue unabated. And what Kennedy said, like I said, that statement is almost haunts me now that I look at it again. You know, the military-industrial complex loves wars because it feeds them financially. So they are very happy to have interventionist Biden at the helm forever, for however long that is going to continue. Now, folks, I'm no Mrs. Nostradamus. Wouldn't cop to it at all.
Okay.
But if I were a betting lady, I would bet that it will be very soon after the swearing-in that you will see President Biden be retired one way or the other?
Well, you know, there's always the medical issue and the mental issue here. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, now that the election is over, the corporate media is now starting to pay attention to all of this Ukrainian corruption, Burisma.
Yeah, right on time.
They still won't talk about the videos that were found on Hunter Biden's laptop. Mm-hmm. But there may be a move to simply impeach Biden and put Kamala Harris in the Oval Office.
Yeah, I mean, the signs of early dementia are very clear
to anyone.
You know, I've had people in my family with a little bit of that. So, yeah, I know what dealing with that is like. And that's why the DNC essentially kept him in the basement for nearly the entirety of the campaign.
Well, he stayed in the basement because he knew he didn't really need to go out and campaign because the election was going to be stolen for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Same reason Hillary didn't really do a lot of campaigning in 2016.
Yeah.
She thought it was going to be stolen for her.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, did we fool her.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So what I am asking you, please, okay, if you are planning to protest the election, the corruption, and the wars, et cetera, please do it peacefully. The young guy next to you advocating for the use of violence is probably a member of one of our wonderful alphabet soup agencies, desperately trying to make peaceful demonstrators look bad. Please don't let them. This is what I'm begging you to do come this new year. Now, one of the biggest issues for America, and I think the world in this coming year, will be the right to unfettered, uncensored information, even if that information's a little ugly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we desperately need to get the best information we can to make the best decisions for ourselves as human beings, and for our families, for people we care about, and this, I think, is going to be a big battle in the coming year.
It is
Mike.
Going to be a battle. Yeah. I mean, Biden has already indicated he wants to shut down the independent media.
That means
That's us.
Hello, guys.
You know, absolutely, you know, just shut it down. And, you know, you'll get the TV news from the officially approved channels and everything. Every other source will be shut. I mean, look at what the corporate social media has been doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they were even censoring President Trump.
Yeah.
Because he dared speak what, you know, the deep state did not want to have to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that probably on the 6th, when Trump does have his big rally in Washington, D.C., he's planning on presenting all the evidence of election fraud that he's collected.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to bet right now that the TV networks aren't going to even cover it.
Probably not.
Nope.
Probably not at
but
all.
But we will. We will. Okay.
And, you know, I mean, you look at Facebook and Google, they're just other arms of government information, okay?
Yes.
And they have the ability to shut down a lot, which is why you need us and Republic, independent media, who are going to give it to you straight, no chaser, no filter. We're just going to tell you how things have come down, and we're going to be honest, and we're going to be responsible about that.
Yes, we are.
And, you know, the lies get a lot of big money in media.
Yep.
Telling the truth, oh, holy Hieronymus Bosch, not so much.
We're hunting for spare change under our couch cushions these days.
Sort of, you know. And it's very important, not only suppression of such information, to me, is a crime against humanity.
Yes.
Knowledge is power. Please, everyone who listens and watches, don't forget that. One of the most important things you can do is to educate yourself the best you can with the information you're getting. And one of the things that you look for when you're doing research is, where does the data converge?
Yes.
That's really, really important to know. So if you've got a lot of stories saying that, well, let's say XYZ supplement can help with yada, 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 and it's not just one article, but it's several, and they appear to be well vetted. You can probably say, okay, the supplement is good for preventing problems.
A lot of information out there. Anyway, we have to take a break for a commercial, and we'll be back with more of the lovely Lady Claire after these few words. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with the lovely Lady Claire. And Lady Claire, you've got some health stories for us?
Yeah, and it has to do, again, with access to information. A couple of areas. Now, there was a study done in 1990. I'm sorry.
Okay, alrighty.
In Denmark, on women taking hormonal birth control. And it was reported in the New York Times, but didn't seem to get much traction after that. The study was done on 1.8 million Danish women. Now, what it found was significant. The new paper estimated that for every 100,000 women, hormone contraceptive use causes an additional 13 breast cancer cases a year. That is, for every 100,000 women using any kind of hormonal birth control, there are 68 cases of breast cancer annually compared with 55 cases a year among non-users. While a causal link had been established between birth control pills and breast cancer years ago, this study is the first to examine the risk associated with current formulations of birth control pills and devices in a large population. And the study found that few differences in risk between the formulations. And apparently the women cannot protect themselves by turning to implants or IUD devices that release a hormone directly into the uterus. And the study also suggests that the hormone progestin, widely used in today's birth control, may be raising breast cancer risk. This is an important study because we had no idea the modern-day pills compared to the old-fashioned pills in terms of breast cancer risk, and we didn't know anything about IUDs, said Dr. Marissa Weiss, an oncologist who founded the website breastcancer.org and was not involved with the studies. Now, gynecologists just sort of, blithely assumed that a lower dose of hormone meant a lower dose of risk, but that wasn't...
Lower risk of cancer, yeah.
Risk of cancer.
Okay.
But the elevated risk is still there. Okay, it's small, but it's measurable. And if you add up the millions of women taking the pill, it's a significant public health concern. Now, I am wondering if any younger person who is looking at taking birth control had this conversation with their OBGYN. And I think I want to link this story to what really happened tomorrow,
just so
young women who are looking about getting on the pill and want to be responsible, that they have this information and can have this conversation with their doctors. And if I were a young person or wanted to be fitted with an IUD device, wouldn't you want your gynecologist to have gone over these risks with you? Or if you were or are in love with a woman who was looking to postpone pregnancy until a more optimal and established time in their lives, wouldn't you have wanted that woman you love to have had this information before she went on oral birth control pill or an IUD? I think the short answer is heck yes.
Absolutely. But, you know, it may be this stuff is probably not being taught in medical school.
Yeah.
You know.
But here's the deal for me. This information messes with the narrative that birth control is completely safe and can have no negative effect on your life and future health. And I am just hoping that healthcare professionals, doctors, nurse practitioners, please, when I put this up tomorrow, all of those who are in the healing professions, take a look at it, bookmark it, print it out. It's really important because I don't think that a lot of these women got this information before getting on, an IUD or on the birth control pill.
Well, it's all about pushing product, and sometimes safety is sacrificed. I mean, women are encouraged to get a mammogram, once a year?
Yeah.
And then they finally found out that exposure to the x-rays was actually causing more breast cancer than it was detecting.
Yeah, and that's wild. I remember when I was in college and I was friends with a very lovely lady who was a little older than me. And I was asking Aida, because she and her husband had a beautiful little boy. They wanted to have another kid, but they were kind of waiting until the timing was right for them.
Mm-hmm.
And what she said to me about the way the pill works, she said, it fools your body into thinking you're pregnant so you don't have a pregnancy.
Right.
And I remember that my first thought on that was, man, there's going to be a biological price these women are going to be paying. I didn't know the science at the time, but unfortunately, that has proven true. We do have a causal relationship between cancer and birth control.
Yes, we do.
And I think also our big pharma manufacturers need to be taken to task on this. Yes, I understand. I understand that having birth control capability is great.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, someone has got to have the horse sense that it's not going to kill you on the flip side of your life with
breast
cancer.
Well, you don't get cancer from condoms.
No, that's that's true.
All right, we got to take another break for commercials and back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking with the lovely Lady Claire. And Lady Claire, what is your next story?
Well, the next story about having access to information is really important, especially to parents of teenage kids. Now, there is another very brilliantly hyped product in this country for which the class action lawsuits are starting to fly. They're going to be tumbling out of control next year. And these are regarding Gardasil shots for our teens. Now, there has been a lawsuit which claims the HPV vaccine caused the teen severe injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this came August 19th, 2020, from Providence, Rhode Island. And apparently, the national law firm of Baum, Hedlund, Aristi, and Goldman filed a Gardasil lawsuit against Merck on that day on behalf of a 19-year-old woman, alleging that the company misled the FDA, legislators, doctors, and moms about the safety and efficacy of the Gardasil vaccine. The lawsuit asserts Merck purposely played down the risk of Gardasil's ingredients, including a proprietary aluminum compound, a potent neurotoxin, I'd like to add, and secret and potentially hazardous DNA particles. Plaintiff Julia Belasco alleges that she suffers and continues to suffer severe and permanent physical injuries, such as autoimmune disease known as postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, POTS, after receiving multiple jabs of the human papillomavirus Gardasil vaccine.
Yes.
Now, the national law firm that has taken her case has an incredible track record of convictions with this.
Mm-hmm.
And a record number of winning cases, and wouldn't have taken this case unless they thought they had a real slam dunk with this young lady. Now, Merck is being sued for, and let me get to this laundry list. It is down here, and forgive me, I just ran off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Merck is being, she was physically unable to attend high school, most of it. The case number is 120-CV00364. The complaint against defendants Merck & Company and subsidiary Merck Sharp & Dohme Corporation, both of New Jersey, seek damages based on the following action. Negligence, strict liability, failure to warn, manufacturing defect, breach of warranty, common law fraud, violation of Rhode Island's Deceptive Trade Practices Act. The lawsuit also seeks punitive damages against Merck. Now, according to the complaint, Merck failed to properly test Gardasil before the HPV vaccine was fast-tracked. Fast-track, is that a word, Mike, that we've been hearing a lot of that.
There's been a whole fast-track thing lately, yes.
And has been administered to millions, let me repeat that number, millions of young girls and boys throughout the U.S. and the world.
Which is kind of weird because boys don't get cervical cancer.
I know. Furthermore, Merck knew or had reason to know that the vaccine was defective and ineffective, but instead of warning the medical community and the public, the company wrongfully concealed information and further made false statements concerning the safety and the efficacy of Gardasil. Now, what loving parent in their right mind would want this kind of an outcome for their kid? The short answer is none. And Mike, what really bothers me the most about this is the company is going to pay some punitive fines, et cetera, but nobody goes to prison.
Nobody goes to jail, and they'll take those fines off their taxes.
Yeah, you know, I think when someone allows a vaccine that they know to be defective, deficient, and harmful, and just signs it through, there should be prison.
I would absolutely agree.
And not in a club fed.
Absolutely agree.
The hardest time that is humanly possible, so that the executives of vaccine companies do get the idea that perhaps this was not the smartest decision they ever could have made, you know?
Yep. I understand over in Europe there have been a lot of problems with Gardasil, particularly involving narcolepsy episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nasty, nasty stuff.
Yeah.
But again, it's all about the Benjamins here.
Yeah.
That's why they're selling these for young boys who do not get cervical cancer.
Because
they don't have a cervix.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. There are people who sign off on these decisions, literally sometimes getting away with murder because the injury is so bad. I want to see them do hard time so that this gets this gets mentioned as something that you don't do as an executive. You just don't do it anymore.
Yes.
I would love to see that change
in
the U.S. law. Personal responsibility and personal ethics are so important, and especially in terms of medical care. And this, of course, very naturally leads me to our current situation, which is the topic of the COVID-19 vaccine, and the two, there's a third now for AstraZeneca.
Yes, they just got approved.
Yeah. Now, both vaccines have shown astonishing and essentially equivalent degrees of efficacy, at least in the early stages. But how they stack up over the long term?
Well, we're not too sure about that because, you know, one of the stories I had on this is that apparently there was this emergency room nurse who got COVID-19 8 days after receiving the vaccine.
Yeah.
So I don't know how effective it really is. And remember, that was the same situation that we had with my doctor who got the vaccination and then came down with COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just about the same timing. So I'm sitting here shaking my head. And unfortunately, this lady, her husband, and the three kids are down, and her grandma's down with it.
Yes.
And Grandma went to the hospital yesterday, but she was released. Thank God. That's my mom. And she's doing much better.
Mm-hmm.
And we're probably going to do some FaceTime over the weekend with them and just, you know, work.
Can't get infected through an iPad.
No, no. One cannot do that. That's not going to happen, you know.
You know, we're being told these vaccines are 91-95% effective, but we don't really know that. It's just what we've been told about it, you know, by the same corporate media that is failing to report the thousands and thousands of adverse reactions that have already been experienced. We're talking, you know, not just a mild fever or cold. We're talking about adverse reactions so severe that people can't go to work.
Yeah.
They can't do their daily routine. There have been a couple of deaths now. Following the vaccinations.
One in Switzerland, I believe.
One in Israel.
Yeah.
And I think there was one in Norway here that I had. No, the Switzerland, the nursing home resident.
Yeah.
And apparently in Jerusalem, a 49-year-old came down with anaphylactic shock after getting the vaccine. And that is also something that has been reported in other patients as well.
Yeah. I am not an anti-vaxxer. There are some vaccines which I think have been safe and effective. The older polio vaccines.
But the newer one is causing problems.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yep.
Mike, what is about the new vaccines? Have they actually caused polio in some children in India?
In Africa, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. And the problem is it's a technology called an attenuated pathogen where they take the actual polio, and they slap it around a little bit to knock it silly. Then they put it in the syringe with some adjuvants. The problem is that these attenuated pathogens can return to full potency once injected. And the World Health Organization is admitting that this Bill Gates-backed vaccine campaign is actually causing polio. For a while, they tried to call it polio-like paralysis to not have to admit there was a problem, but you know, it's simply happening too much.
Yeah, and what I am saying about this, and I mean, my HMO calls me so rarely, you know, I'm sort of not on top of their radar, but I want to know what the hard numbers are in my age group on adverse side effects, and which vaccine seems to offer the better level of immunity. One has aborted fetal cell tissue. I have no idea what that's about.
Yes.
And the
it
other
may be a mechanism to sterilize people.
Well, yeah, you know, and the other has antifreeze.
Propylene glycol.
Propylene glycol. Now, we know that if ingested orally, propylene glycol kills people because
yes, it does.
Some very unaware parents have sometimes left that stuff open. A toddler will want to explore. They'll want to drink it, and
it
they
tastes
die.
Tastes very sweet.
Yeah, yeah, you and know, they'll die.
And the antifreeze companies could add a bitterant to discourage that, but they haven't yet.
I think that would be, you know, a good thing.
Yes, I do too.
Now, both have been created using manipulated DNA techniques. But the problem for me is because these vaccines have been fast-tracked so rapidly, how do they know that these small amounts of antifreeze, which is a poison when ingested, or the manipulated DNA won't have long-term negative effects for the people who were vaccinated? And the short answer
is we don't. Yeah. I mean, one of the doctors that I talked to about my situation says anytime you hear the words autoimmune, you're dealing with an adverse vaccine event, and they can take years to surface.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I remember when you had pneumonia.
Yep.
They gave you Pneumovax.
The Pneumovax when I wasn't looking.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm down with this polymyelitis rheumatica.
Yeah.
Which is an autoimmune disorder that attacks the muscles and nerves.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of nerve, thankfully.
Yes. You know, I took the jab when my sister-in-law's an NP, and she's very balanced about nutrition and complementary things that you can do. So I tend to listen to her because she tends to have a good track record. But she told me that before you got home from the hospital that I needed to get it, I took it.
Okay.
You know, no big deal. No
okay.
big deal at all. But I think this is an issue.
Is that why you're falling down so much?
Balance.
Yes,
balance,
dear.
You know. So I'm going to wait, I believe, for a longer developed protocol following vaccine to become available. All right.
Yeah. And again, I think back to 1976 and the swine flu vaccine campaign, where it was mandated for all American citizens to get the shot. They called it off after it was one quarter of the way through, when it became obvious the vaccine was killing more people than the flu did.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we've had episodes of this before. I remember in the case of Gardasil in the boardroom, there was a story that said that Gardasil was going to be the new Vioxx, which was an anti-arthritis drug that I was on for a very little while.
Yeah.
And it just...
They're being sued all over the place.
Yeah. You know, when I'm looking at drugs, I'm looking at older drugs that have been around for a while. You know, because I think the process and protocol, when it is followed, is really quite good.
Yeah, but in the rush for bigger profits and, you know, with the government indemnifying the pharmaceutical manufacturers, they don't have an incentive to be as careful as they used to be.
Yeah.
You know, they are protected from lawsuits unless it can be proven, as this previous lawsuit mentioned, that they deliberately lied to the FDA, that they, you know, these are criminal actions, which basically can be used to get around the indemnification.
But
when you have an industry that is protected from lawsuit, whether it's pharmaceuticals or computers, you're going to get lousy products.
Yeah.
Remember Windows Millennium Edition?
Oh, ouch. I don't want to. I don't want to. Yeah. And I mean, Mike and I were exposed about a week ago to COVID-19 very inadvertently. We took the test Sunday. Got the results back, were negative, thank heaven.
Yes, we're both negative,
you know.
Which sort of supports the idea that asymptomatic transmission is not occurring with COVID-19, because when I had my appointment with my doctor, it was 2 days before she showed symptoms.
Yeah.
And being that she's also my niece, you know, I gave her a hug on the way out of the exam room. And
we love her dearly.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
She's a very, very nice lady.
Yeah, she is. And, but I mean, it is scary out there. But Mike, what has happened to the regular seasonal flu?
It's all but vanished. According to the CDC, they're not even keeping count anymore. And I remember earlier in the year, they were talking about the double threat of COVID-19 and a really bad seasonal flu. But the seasonal flu, it's just not there, which raises the possibility that in the rush to inflate the COVID-19 numbers, that a lot of cases of ordinary flu are being listed as COVID-19 because there are financial incentives, you know, for medical practitioners and clinics to have lots of COVID cases.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's just, But again, I want to have that information. I want the right to look at it, to dissect it, to figure out what I'm looking at, and to make an informed, intelligent decision. When information is suppressed, you can't do it because
you
don't have it.
You don't have, and you know, the corporate media tries to suppress the negative information. I mean, we've talked before about the Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit, where these two reporters were told to report on this product from Monsanto. They found it had serious problems for the people who were eating the meat and dairy products from the treated cows.
Yeah.
And Fox News said, no, you can't report that. You have to make Monsanto look good. And the Fox News fired the reporters. They sued and they lost when the court said there actually is no law that the news media has to tell anybody the truth about anything, which is all you need to know about corporate media.
They can and they will lie to you.
Absolutely.
To push an agenda.
Yep.
And we're getting a lot of agendas pushed at us right now in terms of more and more and more war.
Yeah, I'm approaching agenda burnout.
Yeah, I am too.
Yep.
And I wish one of Joe Biden's New Year's resolutions, if in fact he is sworn in on the 20th, and that particular dance may not be quite over yet.
Well, I mean, I hope you're right here, but
I know.
You know, I mean, the entire deep state mechanism, you know, Democrats, even some Republicans, the corporate media, the court system, they're all against Trump. and they're all pushing Biden in there. Mm-hmm. And Biden is going to get us into a world war, or whoever's pulling his strings.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Jill Biden with her hand up Joe's back, you know, flapping his mouth there.
Oh, well. Okay. What kind of bets do you have as to how long Joe Biden is going to last as president?
I would say probably 2 to 3 months at most.
That and long?
That long. And then he'll say, for medical reasons, dementia, uh-huh. I'm having to step down. Or they will fan up this Burisma Ukraine mm-hmm. corruption scandal, mm-hmm. and he'll be impeached. And Kamala Harris will be the nation's president, and she's ultra left-wing, warmongering person. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercial. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
This is going to be terrible.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in
welcome
New
back
York
to our show here. Last segment of our last program for the year 2020. And Claire, go ahead and take it away.
Okay. I'd like to discuss this with you, honey. I'm feeling right now in this country that the center may not hold.
I'm in agreement with you. I mean, I've never seen our society so polarized.
Yeah. Yeah. There might be a balkanization of this country. I would hate to see that happen. But I know that there are people in positions of financial and political power advocating for more war. But that's not going to save this country.
No, and it isn't. It's bankrupting the nation.
You know, we don't have the troop strength. We don't have the weaponry, the money, or the manufacturing. Now, I can't tell you what some of the conversations are going to be with the new government after the 20th of next month. But I will tell you one conversation I'd almost bet is going to be happening at the highest levels of military, mm-hmm. industrial, and civilian power. And that conversation, in order to further our abilities for these wars, will be about a return to the draft. And this time, the legislation is already there to support this. They're not only going to be coming after you young men, they're going to be coming after your daughters as well. So
yes.
Think about that.
Thank you, feminists.
Well, you know, feminism as an equity feminist, that kind of feminism is not a problem.
But gender feminism certainly is.
You know, maybe the same, you're going to pay a guy to do the job. I'm fine with it.
No, I had no problem with that. Yeah. I was an early supporter of the feminist movement when it was about equity feminism. And then when it got into this male bash, all men are rapists kind of mindset, I sort of drifted away. Actually, I ran. But,
Who was the name of the lady who stole feminism? That wonderful book.
Oh, Kathleen Crowell.
Yes. If you ever have a chance, please pick up this book and read it. It's a very interesting observation on the history. But Mike, would you agree with me that we're already kind of in a wartime economy?
We have been in a wartime economy for quite a while. I mean, look at how much they just spent, for the National Defense Authorization Act. You realize that just 3% of America's military spending could end starvation around the world. I mean, that's the volume of cash. And we're getting junk for it, like the F-35 and the Gerald R. Ford and the Zumwalt stealth destroyer. And it's just huge, huge holes that money is poured into. And it's our money.
Yeah.
And especially right now with the COVID lockdowns having wrecked our economy, it's going to be a long time building our nation back up. Yeah. And we need the government to be taking care of the American people and quit sending our money to all these countries around the world to basically bribe their leaders, you know, to do what the U.S. government wants them to do.
And, I mean, inflation is horrible.
Yes, it is.
I mean, coming from Oahu to Indiana, my jaw drops when we're at the local grocery store.
The cost of living here is just so much better. Really is. Yeah. It really is.
And
there's the music here.
Here's the music.
There's the music. It's time for us to say goodbye for 2020.
Happy New Year.
It's been a real armpit of a year. So please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. His guest is going to be Roger Landry. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is very important. We'll see you next year. Aloha, America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.